I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris with All Things Considered from NPR News.
There was a ruling by the California State Supreme Court this week that was ostensibly about the state's ability to impose restrictions on imports that exceed federal regulations. But beyond the dry stuff of federalism, this ruling touches on animal rights, big league soccer, and what leapt out at us, kangaroos. There's a California law that bars the sale of the dead body or any part or product thereof of a list of more than 30 animal species, from sable antelopes to zebras, and that list includes kangaroos. Like New York, and unlike the rest of the states, California bans goods made from kangaroos, even though federal law doesn't. Here's the rub.
A lot of the higher-end soccer shoes are made out of kangaroo hide because it is a softer, stronger leather than basic calfskin, and much more desirable for soccer players because you can get the good touch on the ball, which is very important.
That's Mark Monash, who owns Kicker's Soccer Shop in Belmont, California. You carry shoes, soccer shoes made of kangaroo hide?
Yes, we do.
It's against the law in California.
Well, that's what I'm understanding, but it's a law that is an older law because kangaroos were on the endangered species list but are no longer considered endangered, the type that are used for these shoes anyway.
Well, they're not endangered by Washington standards anymore, but in Sacramento, they're still on that protected list, hence the litigation. Adidas, like other makers of kangaroo leather soccer shoes, has evidently been supplying retailers like Mr. Monash with contraband footwear for some time. So the company challenged the ban in court, and so far it has not won. Mark Monash, the soccer shop owner, hopes that they will prevail, or if not, that a state law will pass taking kangaroos off the list, because
50% or more of my business is probably in shoes made of kangaroo leather.
You're saying that you were almost unaware that there was a ban on selling kangaroo products.
I was until recently, yes, that's true.
A colleague of mine showed me a website for Cabela's Outfitters where they're selling kangaroo featherweight uninsulated boots. And it says here, due to state law, these boots cannot be shipped to California. I mean, they seem to be aware of the restriction.
Yeah, apparently so.
Live and learn. If retailers don't even know about the ban, and if they've been blindly violating it, then California Fish and Game obviously isn't enforcing it so strictly. And spokesman Steve Martorano says that's true. With just a couple of hundred game wardens for the whole state, they have bigger fish to fry.
We've had some recruitment problems, and so we have to prioritize pretty much everything we do. It's safe to say that this isn't a priority.
And local law enforcement could choose to crack down if they want to. Well, kangaroo products are a priority for one group, VIVA, that's Vegetarians International Voice for Animals. They support the ban and they say that in Australia, hunters may aim for kangaroo species that are not endangered, but they sometimes mistakenly hit ones that are. Well, the Australian Consul General in Los Angeles says that's unlikely. Kangaroos, he said, run in mobs and tend to run with their own kind. And they are plentiful, between 15 and 50 million. One last twist here. While many high-end soccer players favor kangaroo shoes, California's highest-end player has sworn off them. David Beckham, in deference to his wife's vegetarianism, wears synthetics.